The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Everyone, welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have some very, very interesting numbers to share with you this morning. The issues having to do with causes of death in the population of the United States. And when you see these numbers, or you hear these numbers, I think it's going to be an eye-opening experience. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And the reason I brought these numbers up that we'll talk about is to help answer the question why we go to our physicians. Why do you go see a doctor? And I know you can't answer that question because you don't go to doctors.
And that's the truth. And let the record show that Dr. Slavin is chuckling. And so I have my own approach. I do the best I can to live a good quality life.
And I'm going to qualify that. You have to go to doctors for the right reason. And my position is patients are not going to doctors for the right reason.
I'd agree with that.
So.
Okay, they have been manipulated into thinking that they're going there for the right reason.
Well, this is why I bring up the numbers, but we'll do that in a second. So you go to a doctor, he examines you, and he does some tests, and he says, okay, you have high blood pressure, here's a pill. You have high cholesterol, here's a pill. You have diabetes, here's a pill. Oh, you have aches and pains. You have arthritis, here's a pill. He doesn't try to help you prevent any of these diseases, by the way, including cancer, because that's not what they do. They do the test to diagnose the cancer, and then he says, well, now we have, you know, chemo, radiation, and surgery for you.
Or they may see a test that kind of gives, and I'm thinking mostly of diabetes with regard to this, that gives them a little bit of an indication that you may be on the road to developing diabetes, but before I give you a pill, let's wait and see. Let's redo the test in 6 months or when you come back next year for your annual physical.
So the rationale for giving pills is that the pills will make you live longer. So I decided to take a look at the causes of death through the years, and I found some statistics that go back to 1901. And in 1901, the number one cause of death is pneumonia and influenza. The number two cause of death is tuberculosis. Now, number three is heart disease. So let's talk about the first and second. Why did they get better? They didn't have drugs for those two illnesses. Tuberculosis, yes, they came up with some treatments, but the incidence of tuberculosis didn't go down because they had better drugs to treat tuberculosis, nor did the incidence of pneumonia and influenza go down because they had better drugs to treat it. In fact, they're still, treating them today when people get sick, but fewer and fewer people are getting sick and dying from those illnesses today. And what would you say?
I would say, in response to the last sentence, fewer and fewer people getting ill and dying from those diseases, the CDC would lead us to believe that these are high mortality illnesses, and that we better take their vaccines.
That's true. And Well, despite the fact that you could, if you look at the statistics regarding the incidence of various epidemics pre and post vaccines, you can't really show where the vaccines made a difference. The incidence was on a decline before the introduction of the vaccines, and they're on a decline because of better sanitation, better nutrition, and I think that would be the answer. So in 1901, heart disease was number 3 on the list of the top 10, and cancer was number 8. Now, one could argue that, let's go up to 19, let's see what I have here. Had one in between here, I thought. So let's go up to 1935. Now, in 1935, heart disease took over the number 1 spot as the cause of death, with cancer number 2. Pneumonia and influenza dropped down to number 3. And then we could go up to today, and heart disease is number 1, cancer is number 2.
Ooh, we are making progress.
Now, stroke took the place of pneumonia and flu as number 3, and then the pneumonia and flu dropped down to number 6. COPD came up, motor vehicle accidents came up. They're number 5 as of statistics in 1998. In 1935, they were number 8. They were on the list. So the point we're making is, okay, in 1935, the number 1 cause of death was heart disease. Number 2 was cancer. Number 3 was pneumonia. And then if you go up to today, number 1 cause of death is heart disease. Number 2 cause of death is cancer. Number 3 is stroke. Hasn't changed in last 70 or 80 years.
Let me remind our listeners that during that time span, blood pressure lowering drugs of very, very significant number, cholesterol lowering drugs, significant number, and cancer treatment drugs, very, very significant, have all been introduced. But has it made a change with regard to mortality? No, it has not.
So that's the point. So then I ask the question again, what are you going to your doctor for? You're not going to the doctor to prevent death from heart disease. You're not going to your doctor to prevent cancer or death from cancer or to prevent stroke, because those statistics haven't changed in the last 80 years.
Okay, one of the things that I notice in these statistics, Dr. Slavin, is diabetes was way down on the list in 1935. I believe it was at the bottom of the list. And now diabetes is truly an epidemic.
It's working its way up. And so we say, all right, why are you going to your doctor? You're going to your doctor to get drugs to treat the symptoms. But the fact that treating the symptoms of the disease hasn't made a difference in the death rates from those disease, heart disease being number 1 for over 80 years, cancer being number 2 for over 80 years, stroke being number 3 for over 80 years, despite the fact that you're treating high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, not making a change. So that's why I have to say, well, first of all, I hope that this would make you think that maybe there's something, that some other factors involved with why we're dying from heart disease or cancer or stroke, because the medications they're using to treat it seem not to be making a difference in the incidence of those death rates. So what would you expect if the drugs were working? Well, you wouldn't expect heart disease to still be the number 1 cause of death if the drugs were working. You wouldn't expect cancer to be the number 2 cause of death if the drugs were working. Remember, the drugs are treating symptoms. They're ignoring the cause of the illness.
Dr. Slavin, in your observation and in many of the different education seminars that have been attended, What would you say is your view of a very significant contributing factor to the development of all illness?
Stress.
Okay. Very, very, that was the answer that I was looking for. So, I think that a lot of people feel...
Well, I know I could read minds.
I think that there are so many people out there who believe that they are in a situation where they have no control over the stressful aspects of their lives. And to a certain extent, that is true. And what I'm going to say is there are stress management techniques that are not necessarily going to make the stress go away, but have a beneficial effect on how your body reacts to the stress. And okay, so Dr. Slavin is saying there's music playing.
A phone call.
Oh.
Oh, we have a caller or we have a message?
Okay, hi, Sydney. Welcome to Natural Doc Radio. What's your question?
So it's not really a question, just I hear you guys speaking of how heart disease is the number one killer of Americans, correct?
Yes.
And how diabetes used to be so low, and now it's getting prevalently, like, higher. And
correct.
How we're just giving people medicines and pills for diabetes and this and that, but people aren't actually going to the doctor to prevent the things that are the main factor, as in heart disease and stuff like that. So do you think that diabetes is your way of your body signaling that, hey, there's an issue here and you're doing something wrong? So you go to the doctor because your body's telling you that clearly there's an issue. And the doctor, instead of fixing it, like you guys were saying, and diabetes is health, and there's lots of, I believe, ways that it could be treated. And so instead they give you this pill, and then the pill is man-made and synthetic or however it is. And then you don't believe that the number one killer being heart disease is because the doctors are just keep bypassing it and making it worse. It's just basically slowing your death.
The doctors aren't treating the cause of the problem.
Yeah.
They're treating a number with a drug, but the death rates continue to be the same.
So basically, yeah, they're not causing the problem. They're not fixing the problem. And it's actually that's what's leading us to the heart disease, because your body finally got so overworked about and taking these drugs and being mistreated and being not as like a temple, your body finally, the last thing it can do is get heart disease, and your heart's just going to give out, and that's what it boils down to.
All right.
So we should take off for the rest of the 45 minutes of Natural Doc Radio, because essentially that's the point.
Was I right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. If you don't treat the underlying cause, so people think that by treating their high blood pressure, they're going to reduce their risk of dying from heart disease. Well, by treating, they don't have any pre-treatments for cancer, so they're just going to the doctor. You know, doc, tell me if I have cancer yet.
Mm-hmm.
Although we know that diabetes is a precursor to both conditions.
And do you believe that there are natural remedies if we were to, say, like, start now for the prevention of cancer instead of just trying to fix what's there?
I think you have the wrong mindset there when you ask for natural remedies. The problem is it's not about remedies. It's not about allowing the disease to occur and then looking for a way to treat it. You have to look for a way to prevent it.
Diet and lifestyle, having developed all the different aspects of yourself as a human being, relationships, state of mind, physical activity, hydration, quality food. I mean, the list is very, very extensive, and you do it very much according to personal belief systems. But one of the things that I'm going to say, I don't know that Dr. Slavin agrees with me, but I'm going to pick on statin drugs. They make the heart condition worse. So here's a drug that has the potential to break down muscle tissue. Here's a pharmaceutical that breaks down muscle tissue. What is your heart? Your heart is a muscle. So you think about, okay, well, I've changed my cholesterol number, but how many people die every day here in the United States with perfectly good cholesterol numbers, as well as a very, very attentive history to taking their cholesterol-lowering drugs? And right now, we need to take a break on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimrelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we welcome people calling us. 888-565-1470 is the number to call. Stay tuned. More to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're discussing all of the things that you need to know about pharmaceuticals, high-tech medical interventions, and where do they get you?
Well, we started off, asking the question, why do you go to your doctor? Because I think it's misplaced. I'm not saying don't go to a doctor, but you have to go for the right reasons. And the reason to go to your doctor, and not every doctor can do this for you, is to find out the underlying cause of whatever health problem you're experiencing. So if you go to your doctor and you say, boy, you have high blood pressure, take these medications, you have to ask him, doc, why do I have high blood pressure?
Okay, I have a question for you, Dr. Slavin. The 82-year-old woman who is within the correct number of pounds for her height and gender, and she has high blood pressure. Let's say her blood pressure is 150 over 78. Okay. And she is on three different blood pressure medications because that number won't come down below 150 over 78. And she's dragging around. She has no energy. She can't get out of bed in the morning. What do you say to that person?
Well, you know, that is could be a side effect of the medication, clearly. But you have to put everything into context. You don't want people with super high blood pressure because that is a risk factor for stroke.
Would you say that 150 over 78 was super high?
But that's where it is with the three medications.
Thank you.
Where would it be without the medication?
Oh, where would it be if she had omega-3 fatty acids, if she had magnesium, if she had
less high sugar in the diet.
Right. And yeah, that's what I tell people all the time. Your doctor may be wagging his finger and saying, now watch your salt. And I'm going to say, no, what he is really saying is watch your sugar. You're just hearing something different.
Well, the point, let's use that as an example. The point is we are treating all these people with high blood pressure, and heart disease and death from heart disease is still the number one cause of death. And when you ask your doctor, why are you lowering my blood pressure? He says, prevent a heart attack or end organ failure, for example, with the kidneys, because it really affects every organ in the body when you have high blood pressure. But it doesn't seem to be making that big a difference because heart disease death is still the number one cause of death. And we're treating everybody, you know, with high blood pressure. So we're missing the point I'm making here is you're missing the underlying cause, and treating the symptom doesn't really solve the problem.
So the underlying cause could very well be an intake of foods, and I'm going to point to processed foods where the sugars may be hidden. The other issues might include improper levels of hydration and certainly mineral deficiencies. What's one of the things that sugar intake contributes to? Mineral deficiencies. The minerals don't get delivered to where they're needed in the body, and consequently, the body develops all manner of symptoms.
No, that's true. And of course, other things that are important. If your goal is longevity as opposed to taking drugs to treat a symptom, then exercise plays a role. Exercise does more than just strengthen your muscles. It also reduces stress. So it has two benefits there. And then, of course, you have the diet. I think when you think about all the things that impact our health, you have the food you eat, the air you breathe, the water you drink, which covers probably 90% of everything, and then you have the stress that you create for yourselves. And stress isn't always physical. It could be mental, but it'll have the same negative effects on your body. So I think when I list those, I really can't think of other reasons. You could think, all right, genetics.
Okay, but I am very, very firmly of the opinion that diet, lifestyle, individual behavior trumps genetics every time.
Absolutely.
And when you start to think about genetics, okay, you think about how those older generations ate and what their typical lifestyle was. And so certainly you can look at the weaknesses in that everyday situation where possibly they ate too much, possibly they ate too much of starchy carbohydrates, and they didn't exercise, and possibly they were exposed to toxic substances. Maybe they were in different industries where there were not necessarily safety precautions. And when you think about all of those aspects, then the way to overcome the genetics is to change that whole profile of diet and lifestyle.
Now, I agree with you that the genes don't play that big a role as people are led to believe, especially when you see people buying genetic testing, for example, to see what their genes are, because they're realizing now that the environment impacts your genetic makeup and can turn on or off your DNA sequences, which will affect what happens to your body, and that's called epigenetics. And therefore, it adds even greater emphasis to the role that the environment plays.
Your individual decisions.
So just that's what people have to think about. How are they treating their body? The caller before talked about her body as being your temple. I remember a person once said, take care of your body. It's the only house you have. And the trouble is we don't know that we're not taking care of our bodies. I think that's part of it. We're told you take a drug, you're taking care of your body.
We are being misled.
Exactly. You know, you take a drug, you fix the problem, you don't have to worry. But you didn't fix the problem. You changed the symptom. You know, you got rid of the symptom with the drug, but the problem is still there. And the proof is that the number one cause of death today, as it was over 80 years ago, is heart disease. The number two cause of death today, as it was 80 years ago, is cancer. What are we doing, and why are we accepting this?
I don't think our listeners accept it, Dr. Slavin. I think that they are very much involved in informing themselves about better choices for foods. Now, one of the areas you talked about, you control the things that you are able to control, your food intake, your exercise, the water, and so on. What we cannot control is the exposure to so many different chemicals, and that situation gets worse and worse and worse every year. And what do people need to do about that?
Well, you're right. The foods we eat are primarily where the chemicals, where we come in contact with the chemicals and the water and the air. I mean, we've got all three. So it's,
It's in our draperies. It's in our upholstery. It's in our, the appliances in our home.
It's true. So what are you saying? We should just give up?
No. There are ways of getting toxins out of our body, and certainly using supplements, that's one of the ways. When you so suffuse your cells in high quality nutrients, and I'm thinking about things like magnesium and vitamin C and different types of garlic and the very good oils, olive oil, fish oil, and so on. And then, okay, we've accumulated toxins by the time we're 45, 50 years old. Get the mercury out of your mouth. Do chelation therapy, and that music means we have to take a break. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about why you go to your doctor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. We're talking about why do you go to your doctor? And I'm going to ask you, Dr. Slavin, why do people come to the Institute of Advanced Medicine? Why do they want to see the practitioners there?
Good question, Janet. Like with most doctors, usually people come, they have complaints. A lot of complaints are associated with hormonal changes. They're, you know, in their 40s or 50s, hormonal changes are causing symptoms. But then we do testing. We don't just say, okay, here's some hormones to take. That'll solve your problem. It'll make them feel better, and we do that. But you have to identify the other issues because now we have a chance to really help people because they came here. So when, in our testing, we're able to identify inflammatory markers that may be elevated or elevated insulin levels, because now this is giving them the feedback they need to make the appropriate changes in their lifestyle that's going to do a better job in keeping them healthy and living longer than taking drugs and ignoring the underlying cause of the problem. So part of the problem, though, is if you address their hormonal imbalances, that's addressing perhaps the cause of the problem. One might say that the cause of the problem is environmental or dietary, or could be just getting older. But at least that's a more natural approach.
Why do they have hormonal problems, Dr. Slavin?
Well, you know, I'm addressing the group of people that where you would expect hormone levels to start declining, because that's a natural result of aging. But there are young girls, because that's where you know, they seem to have more hormone issues than men.
Maybe okay. Would you say that some of the aggressive behavior in young males might be due to hormone issues?
Certainly. Hormones play a big role in both genders, but I think the point I'm making with women is since their hormones vary premenopausally throughout the month constantly, whereas in men it's a little more constant. But in women, you want to keep a balance between their estrogen and progesterone levels. And when a woman's under stress, they stop making progesterone and start converting to cortisol instead. And that creates your imbalances that are a precursor to breast cancer, for example, or fibrocystic breast disease or fibroids in the uterus. So and checking the hormonal balances are important.
So checking hormonal balances, I'm going to say in all ages, very, very important. I think a number of years ago that was quite a big topic in the media about early onset puberty for young girls, that girls as young as seven or eight. And so we have to understand what are the things in our diet and our environment that are contributing to those negative hormone balances.
But this is a common scenario. You go to the gynecologist. He says, oh, you have a fibroid, but don't worry. When you hit menopause, it'll shrink. And that's their whole approach.
That's if you have a good doctor. If you have a doctor who is in search of income, then the doctor may very well be recommending a hysterectomy.
Okay, three indications for a hysterectomy if you have fibroids. And this is why it's important to prevent them, and they're very easily prevented. But if you have them, the indications for surgery, if they're extremely large or cause excessive bleeding or pain, if you have those three situations, then you might want to consider removing them.
Okay, but if you, at the very, very beginnings of the symptoms, seek out information about achieving hormone balance, the right ratio between estrogen and progesterone primarily, the right support for your thyroid so your body can process estrogen, and minimizing the physical effects of stress so you're not producing inflammatory hormone chemicals such as cortisol, then you're changing that whole picture, and maybe in a very, very short period of time, you can avoid hysterectomy, keeping in mind that that hormone imbalance is still going to be there after your hysterectomy, and most women are still suffering.
So you really should check it periodically during your younger premenopausal years to make sure you don't have that problem. One of the tip-offs to that problem is breast tenderness before a woman's period. That's a tip-off that there's a hormonal imbalance. So you address these problems, and the doctors aren't telling the patients this. They're just saying, oh, when you get that fibroid, we'll decide what to do with it. But they do that with everything. You know, they say, when you get that breast cancer, we'll decide what to do with it, because they're not doing anything in the way of telling women how to prevent breast cancer. What do doctors tell you? Get a mammogram every year. That does nothing to prevent breast cancer.
So just going back to the uterine fibroids, here's a small one. We're seeing it. And, yes, that explains your pain, your breast tenderness, the excessive bleeding. But it isn't that big. So let's just wait and see. And what happens to that woman? Extreme pain and loss of blood. The pain leads her to be taking pain relieving medication. The loss of blood, perhaps she is told to change her diet so that she replenishes the blood loss. But indeed, is anything done to address the underlying cause of those symptoms? No.
But that's the true the approach across the board with everything. The reason doctors don't do all the testing that I recommend is because they don't have a drug to treat abnormalities, because the treatment is not with a drug, it's with a lifestyle change, predominantly what you're eating.
That puts a lot of pressure on the patient, Dr. Slavin.
No, it's their life, it's their responsibility.
Okay, but there are ways to be very supportive. You can begin making those changes step by step by step. And when you do that little by little by little, but in a very short period of time, you see changes to how your body works, how restful your sleep is, how good your energy is, how supported your mood is. Things change, and they can change very quickly when you get the worst offenders out of your diet.
People are very reluctant to change.
Motivation.
Well, for sure. That's where the testing comes in.
Okay, step by step.
But, you know, for example, I say cut back on the carbs. And their answer is, what's left to eat?
Absolutely, because they haven't been taught any of the options that are out there. They don't necessarily, they say, well, I don't like vegetables. I say, well, there's a lot of different ways that you can learn to prepare those vegetables so that you will like them.
So is this a conspiracy to keep the American public sick and the pharmaceutical companies rich?
Would you like to answer that question, or would you like me to run screaming through the office? Yes, it's a conspiracy. We have uncovered the conspiracy.
Well, the point is, we have, as individuals, have total control over this. So it's not, there's no mystery behind why people get sick. It has mostly to do with what they're eating. And you have to really step back and take a look at what you're eating. And if you're really interested in getting well and not just resort to taking medication, as I pointed out, the medications at the end of the day haven't really had much impact on heart disease deaths and cancer deaths and stroke deaths, you know, the things that are killing people, including diabetes deaths. It's a shame that they put diabetes, you know, down at number, let's see, in 98, diabetes was number 7. It really could be put at number 1 because diabetes is, or pre-diabetes is contributing to heart disease and cancer. So it really is the number 1 cause of death, but they don't categorize it that way. But that's what we, if people do that, and we see it all the time, the people that take the initiative to change, you see all the abnormalities that they were previously being treated for go away. So it's a choice.
Okay, let's shine a light on one particular company, Dr. Slavin. I'm thinking about Nestle. Nestle has an agreement with the state of Florida that they can take, without paying for it, any of the water coming from specific aquifers in Florida. Now, this is a multinational company, and in addition to foods that they are manufacturing and putting on the grocery store shelves, those foods very, very likely contaminated with high levels of sugar, and I'm going to say possibly low-quality ingredients. Where does my statement about low-quality ingredients come from? Well, Nestle is also at the forefront of doing the genetic modification to seeds. So those genetic modifications, those are in foods, those are this giant human experiment. So for the next, let's say, 20 years, let's see how taking in genetically modified foods from birth to age 25, let's see how that affects your fertility, your mental development, the status of different critically important minerals and enzymes in your body. So you think about this company, this multinational corporation, and people don't necessarily have a negative impression. When you say Nestle, okay, it doesn't bring up negative viewpoint. However, in addition to the genetically modified seeds, the water, and so on, Nestle has a pharmaceutical branch bringing you the solution through the modern miracles of medicine to all of the problems created by their genetically modified foods. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, more to come.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Our subject today is, why do you go to the doctor? And when you come to see the practitioners at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, your experience is dramatically different than when you might go to see a mainstream practitioner. Here's a question, though, that I get frequently, Dr. Slavin. Insurance. Is there insurance coverage when people come to see practitioners at Institute of Advanced Medicine?
Well, we try to take as many insurances as possible. Believe it or not all the insurance companies want more providers. That's their way of controlling costs. If you have fewer providers, I don't know if this is true or not. They don't want providers that spend money. You know, we spend money on testing, you know, their insurance money, but we have a very good track record as far as keeping people out of the hospital. You know, but that they don't look at that you spend a little money here and you save a lot of money when patients don't require hospitals.
Oh, but maybe they are, the insurance companies may hold stock in, public hospital corporations, and maybe there's this very, very nice circulation of dollars.
Oh, that's true. No doubt about it. Because the healthcare would be practiced in a completely different way if their real goal was to keep people healthy and out of the hospital.
Actually, the other day, and I should have written more down about this, there is an insurance company that is going to pay doctors to keep their patients healthy. So we have to, we'll maybe do a little bit of research and tell people how to find practitioners whose goal is to keep you well.
And I wonder what their definition of healthy is. And that's an important point, because in mainstream medicine, your definition of healthy is you don't need to be in a hospital, because that's their point of comparison. Doctors, remember, doctors' training occurs in the hospital. So if you're healthy enough to be outside the hospital, so you're not that sick, and that's why they feel so comfortable just handing out pills to treat you, is because they don't really consider you as very sick. You're very sick when you need to be in a hospital. But if you take a different approach, I say, why should you be sick at all? It's like, why, you know, a little bit of poison is okay. You know, it's the same thing. Why should a little sickness be tolerated? If we know that just by making little changes in your diet and lifestyle can make a big difference. But that information is not getting out to the public. Not major changes. And the benefit of making those changes, not only are you able to get off your medication, but you feel better. You feel better because you really are healthier, and you also feel better because you're not experiencing the side effects of the medication you're taking. So I think it's for the enlightened people to do this, and they're already doing it. That's why we see more and more organic foods and produce being available to people. That's why natural supplement companies and natural food companies are always, in the last, I don't know, 50 years or so, every year you're seeing increases in that area.
And increases in the number of attacks from mainstream medicine to the natural supplement industry. Very, very important economic growth in that industry. And I think that the pharmaceutical industry and the medical community sees that as a threat to their economic well-being.
Oh, yeah. Well, the food industry looks for ways, well, like any business, to maximize profits. Unfortunately, when it comes to food, you maximize profits at the expense of your consumer, at the expense of your consumer's health. By putting cheaper ingredients in and getting away from natural ingredients and using artificial ingredients, that's what happens. There are more and more companies making products that are all natural and even better organic because the demand is there for those types of products.
So government mandated situations, and I'm going to go into the dairy industry. It is required that dairy products be pasteurized. So when you pasteurize dairy products, you essentially kill off all of the enzymes that are naturally present in that raw milk. And when you kill off the enzymes, then you make it more and more difficult for the consumer to actually digest casein, the protein in dairy products, and you spawn a whole new wave of products that you can supply to the population. First of all, you can supply milk that has had the lactose removed. Oh, well, did I mention that lactose was hard to digest? No, it was casein. So is the casein still in the milk that has the lactose removed? Yes, indeed. So might you still have digestive problems? Yes, indeed. And none of the naturally balancing enzymes that are available to make the components of the dairy product are very easily digestible. Oh, so you have digestion problems? Oh, well, here, take this antacid. This will help you digest.
Well, Janet, you mentioned pasteurization. It actually began in 1891 in New Jersey, and that's where the first milk processing plant started up. And then in 1908, Chicago became the first city in the country to pass a law requiring pasteurization. And here's why they did it. There are a lot of common milk-borne illnesses during that time. Now, that time, meaning over 100 years ago, they included typhoid fever, scarlet fever, sore throats, diphtheria, diarrheal diseases. They didn't mention tuberculosis. I think that was one of the original reasons for doing this. But this is because the conditions that the cows were being raised in were conducive to the perpetuation of these illnesses. All you had to do is improve the living conditions of the cows, the illnesses go away, and you don't need pasteurization. Think about this. So we're allowing cows to remain sick, but no matter, we'll get the milk, and then we'll sterilize it afterwards. So, and nobody even addresses this 120-year-old law that maybe is no longer necessary.
Oh, well, yes, we've addressed it, Dr. Slavin. We give those dairy herds hormones so that they produce more milk to make this a very viable economically viable business. And then they give the antibiotics to the dairy herds so that all of the bacteria that you just mentioned with regard to scarlet fever, typhoid fever, and so on, we're killing off those bacteria. So we're keeping our population healthy. Oh, we're overexposing them to antibiotics? Why didn't I think of that?
Well, I think that this is what we're trying to do, is make everybody think a little bit instead of accepting everything that the so-called experts tell you as the honest truth. And that's not an oxymoron. There's a lot of dishonest truths.
Those beneficial bacteria, that there are also beneficial bacteria found in raw milk. So when you think about, you're taking a probiotic, if you were to be using fresh raw milk, maybe you would be very supportive of the status of probiotics in your gut.
Oh, just one last thing, and I've talked about this ever since I've been on the radio, that homogenization, which is making sure that the milk doesn't separate so that you have the fat blended in.
All of the molecules of that food are created to be the same size.
And it's been shown in European studies that this is dangerous and that may actually be a contributing cause to heart disease.
So the beneficial chemicals found in or beneficial enzymes found in raw milk, they change the very nature of how your body absorbs calcium. And what is blocking your arteries? Calcium.
Yeah. And one last thing, then we're out of time. Back in the 1920s, you could buy raw milk. It came from clean grass-fed milk, grass-fed cows. And that milk-borne diseases were extremely rare. So what happened? You know, you have to think who's controlling everything.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning to Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.